That's our full analysis for Monday, July 27th, 2026. If I had to identify the single thread running through nearly every story today, it's the accountability gap in AI safety reporting, in the Iran conflict's death toll accounting, in the Saudi nuclear deal's financial disclosures, in open-source community governance of AI-assisted code. Accountability structures that were built for the previous generation of technology and geopolitical arrangements are being stress-tested by conditions they weren't designed for.
Looking ahead to the week, the Federal Reserve's rate decision Wednesday is the most immediate market-moving event, with the consensus expecting a hold, but significant attention on the language around energy prices and inflation expectations. The Iran pause is now 72 hours old, and if it holds through the week without resumption of strikes, we'll start to see whether the diplomatic track involving commonized conditions can gain any traction. The open-weight AI letter is now at 50 signatories and will likely be cited in congressional testimony this week. Watch for any committee markup activity on AI reporting requirements. The ChatGPT bioweapons story will accelerate that timeline.
Before we close, a time capsule moment. Back in May, we said on this show that Ukraine's long-range strike capabilities were proving more effective than Moscow anticipated, citing what we described as strikes on Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. That was wrong, and we should own it directly. Ukraine has no plausible military pathway to the Caspian Sea. It's landlocked, thousands of kilometers from Ukrainian-controlled territory, and no such strikes occurred. We reported something that turned out to be either fabricated sourcing or a critical geographic error. We apologize for that. Getting the geography wrong on a conflict this important is not a minor lapse, and we've added source verification for geographic claims to our editorial checklist because of it.
Each segment of today's episode is produced to stand alone. If the Iran analysis or the AI safety discussion is relevant to a conversation you're having, share just that segment. You don't need the full hour.
One more thing before we go, and we mean this genuinely. This podcast is made possible by two AI tools that have become real creative partners in our work. Claude Code by Anthropic handles our script generation and production automation, and Perplexity handles real-time topic discovery and research. What would have required a writing staff, a research team, and a production crew, two hosts can now do with the depth and consistency you heard today. We don't say that as a sales pitch. We say it because watching AI tools genuinely extend what independent creators can do right now in real time is one of the more remarkable things we get to be part of.
We'll be back tomorrow morning with the full briefing. I'm Sarah Chen.
And I'm Marcus Rodriguez. Take care of yourselves.